Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Urban, last year, obviously, your defense created a bunch of touchdowns, scored a bunch of touchdowns. This year, you have one. Are you of the belief that these things are kind of cyclical, or if you have a Malik Hooker, or do you see something that you guys are not doing the way you should be doing it?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't cyclical. I don't, you know. A lot of it has to do with personnel. You know, Malik had a skill, and I'm not sure how many opportunities we've had like that this year. But, I mean, you can't worry about it. You just got to keep doing what we're doing.
You don't notice any change in the emphasis on it, right?
No.
Are you right, Austin?
Urban, non-football related question, baseball question. How did you enjoy your morning with Nate? And is there any part of you that was caught off guard by the third child signing to head off to college?
Good morning. And I told our players, I said I had to go home last night too, that I get home about 10:45 last night. His darn transcripts or his report cards right there in straight A's again too. So you know, very, very lucky.
How special were those moments for you?
That was great. Especially that's our third one, and that's Nate's mom did a really good job.
Far right over here, Clay.
How quickly is your team responding?
Good. We had a good week, and we'll get more into responses, and it's all about practicing and getting ready for a good team. But we'll have more of those conversations starting tomorrow.
Will you correct things from last week because you feel you're going to see them again? How long does that take? And does that put you behind?
We are going to, especially on the our defensive side of the ball. You know, they do run some pro-style run game like we saw last week. So we went into that correction mode immediately on Sunday. And then that's what we've been working on all week in practice.
Far left, Matt.
This series has been interesting in that the home team hasn't won for a long time, 2007. What does that tell you about, you know, these two programs that obviously home field, you'd rather be home than on the road, but home field hasn't.
I didn't realize that. Of course, it's just since, like I couldn't tell you before 07 or before 012, just two really, you know, two very good programs that it is a rivalry in its own mind. It's been a competitive game as long as I can remember. Going back to my childhood watching Michigan State versus Ohio State. So this is a lot on the table when we play these guys.
Third row right, Nick.
Your very first team at Bowling Green had a loss at Miami about at the same point that this Iowa game came. It was devastating to them. And finished the year super strong and win at Northwestern, won your rivalry game. Is there something in a team's psychological makeup that allows them to come back from a loss that's devastating and play its best?
Depends on the team. Yeah, it depends on the leadership of the team. Depends on how the assistant coaches and the head coach handle this business. But yeah, there's a psychological advantage if you know the team's got that anger, and you know we'll know more about our team as we're continuing on our journey. But yeah, I remember that team. I remember that loss, and I remember the way they came back. And we've had that wasn't the only one. That I'm trying to think back to the other years. But it depends on the team. It depends on the leadership and the coaches.
As you looked at your team this week, beating one of the best teams in the country one week and then losing badly the next is a pretty big difference. Have you been able to come up with a reason for that?
We move forward, and we just got turnovers and didn't play very good on defense. So we got to move forward and put our laser lights on what's important. And that one's done, and get on Michigan State.
Front row middle, Dave.
Rick Schiano and Sam Hubbard both said that Iowa threw some things at them that they were not expecting, things that they didn't show on film. I know that's happened to the offense here as well. My question is, at Ohio State, do you kind of have to prepare for the unexpected? I know you watch all this film, but
sure.
It seems like teams are not showing things on film that they're showing.
Yeah, that's game planning. You know, that's just part of the, you know, you have to be able to adjust. And that's, you know, in-game adjustments, you have to handle those things, and it's something we probably could do a little better job of.
Yeah, Greg mentioned he didn't make good in-game adjustments. Can you just describe the difficulty of that when a team throws something at you you're not expecting?
Well, it depends on maturity level of your players and the veterans. If we had, I don't want to get into the personnel, but we had a couple issues that we just couldn't make the, we kept making mistakes.
Front row Right next door, Bill.
Urban, this quarterback you're getting ready to go against is young, but he's got some people up there. I think thinking a little bit about Connor Cook and Kirk Cousins and sort of the succession of quarterbacks they've had there. What have you seen out of him now that you've watched some more film with the offense?
I had today was my day to watch a lot of them, and I see a guy that's deceptively fast. He creates a lot of plays on his own, and Cousins wasn't here with me before, but Cook was, and I thought he was an outstanding quarterback and a winner. So I can see that, and he's a very accurate thrower.
And then I think Michigan State's rush defense is third in the country, if I'm not mistaken. So what do you see out of them? I know you talked about wanting to get the run game going a little more, and now you're facing this. What's the challenge?
Very good defense, very good personnel. They haven't changed much over the years. They are intent on stopping the run, and we're going to be intent on trying to run the ball. So that's going to be, it's going to be won or lost. These games are won and lost up front, and that's what we're going to find out.
Right hand short, Doug.
Urban, against Iowa, you guys hit him over the top a couple times. You had another one that was close that you almost hit. If a defense is doing something that maybe giving you guys that, where are you as an offense in, if it's there, we can hit that over the top and take advantage of that?
Yeah, other than, this has been one of our better years as far as hitting those balls downfield. I think, Jake, we worked so damn hard at it. But this has been one of our better years on execution of the deep ball, so very comfortable with it.
And as you go forward, I apologize if I'm just trying to, if I don't ask this question correctly. When you evaluate a game like the Iowa game, is there a difference between something that maybe is a problem that's been there a couple weeks in a row versus, hey, we're usually good at this and we had a bad day in this area of it? As you try to go forward, are there some things that you can kind of say, you know what, we know we're good at that, we just had a bad day on one day? Is that different as you go forward and trying to evaluate which is which and which is the other?
I get your question, and I don't know if I agree with the question, but yeah, that's part of our job to evaluate. Was it a bad day? Was the four turnovers a blip, a speed bump? That's not something historically that we've done. And then, but it's too easy to say it's just a bad day. Now you have to dig and peel back the onion and say, okay, now why was that a bad day? What do we, and I always go back to, it's called competitive excellence around here. It's all about practice. Did we get those scenarios and situations in practice? And it's hard to go back and evaluate that now, but because we're moving forward, but it's too easy to say just had a bad day. We don't say that. We say now why, and let's get them fixed.
And last couple of questions. Second row left, Ari.
Urban, do you have an update on Trayvon Grimes? I know he was down in Florida and was away from the team for a little bit. How's he doing?
He's still there. He's finishing up his classes online, and it's a personal situation with him.
Is the plan for him to return, and is he still on track for that?
I think so.
Okay, and one other thing. When you have a loss like that, I know that you're constantly on the phone and you're constantly recruiting, and does the tone of the way that you talk to commits, does the way that you sell change? Do you have to adjust anything in the wake of something like that and how you communicate with someone?
Yeah, it's the week before, a little more jovial, and I guess, I don't know if I've ever used that word jovial before.
It's gonna be a good quote.
A little more energy, so you just got to keep swinging.
And final question, Raider Tim.
Urban, specifically, what does Michigan State bring to the table in their run defense? What makes them so difficult to solve?
Technically it's 4-3 quarters, and you always have extra run defenders around the ball, and that's, they take great pride in that, and very hard to move the ball against. And they're giving up, I looked at their stats, not giving up much rushing yards at all, and they force you to take shots over the top a lot. If you hit them, you beat them. If you don't, you're in a street fight.
And, the last couple of years, y'all have had trouble running the ball on them for the most part. Is there a certain resolve going into this game that's got to be part of your offense, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, we ran it in 14, but we had a nice balance against them. And the last 2 years we have had, the weather issues. And so weren't able to throw the ball. And they're rugged against the run. So yeah, ideally you want to have the nice balance.
And I know we've asked you about this too, but has there been a conversation with Kevin Wilson or whomever that you want to see J.K. touch the ball?
I mean,
he caught five passes last week, so he didn't just – but how does that conversation go, I guess?
I want to see J.K. touch the ball.
Yeah. More.
Just want to touch the ball.
Yeah.
Coach, thanks.
Thanks.